about the Khan Academy and their efforts to promote online learning. We've asked Dr. Thomas Svitkovich, who is the Executive Director of the Tri-County Alliance, to step out of a meeting to talk with us about a report that says Michigan cyber schools are failing to meet state learning goals. Dr. Svitkovich, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for being on. Tell us about this report.
Well, we were disturbed earlier this week. An online news article was posted by Julie Mack, and it said it was focused on Colorado, and it said that half the online students wind up leaving within a year, and when they do that, they're further behind academically than when they started because they lose that learning time. And then it said online schools produce three times as many dropouts as they do graduates, and one of every eight online student drops out of school permanently, a rate four times the state average. So we looked at that and we said, okay, what's going on here? So we had some of our team do an analysis of some online curriculums, and we found that they weren't measuring up to state standards, the Common Core state standards, which have been approved by 48 states right now, I believe. And in particularly the elementary area, they're lacking. And in mathematics and English language skill development. So that could be a cause, and we're cautioning Michigan legislators not to go forward with the approval of SB 619 because of these situations. I mean, education is focusing on improvement, and we believe this is not an option that's going to help us improve.
What do they need to do to get better?
Well, first of all, I think they need to spend some more time in the alignment of curriculum. That's the roadmap. If you think of curriculum as a roadmap to get from one learning area to another, right? Well, you open up their curriculum and there are pages missing. So a student's not going to go there. For instance, what we found, the Common Core curriculum for grades 6 through 8 in mathematics deals with proportionality. And they do a lot of that because the reason is that a child's proportional reasoning or lack thereof often determines their success, their future success in algebra. So if you don't have a good conceptual foundation early on, you don't go forward. And our staff found that these models are not evident in the curriculum materials that we could access and look at.
All right, Dr. Svitkovich, is there a resource that we can go to and review these findings?
I believe you can. Our staff used the materials that were online and accessible for the K-12 and the virtual schools that are out there.
All right, Dr. Thomas Svitkovich is the Executive Director for the Tri-County Alliance for Public Education. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you for inviting me, and hopefully I've helped with your listeners' understanding of what's going on here. That's why we're encouraging that the legislature slow down and look very carefully at SB 619.